Hi, everyone. Drew Prode here with a solo episode. We haven't done one of these in a while, and we're talking about how to become more heart attack proof by protecting your endothelial health. It's a fantastic topic today that's based on a newsletter that we wrote for our Try This newsletter. By the way, if you aren't signed up for our Try This newsletter, you can click on the show notes below and visit drewperowitt.com and click on the tab that says Try This newsletter, and you can sign up today to get more newsletters like this sent to you every Friday. Now, on today's topic, endothelial health is all about cardiovascular disease. Let's read some top line numbers that are out there just so we get how big the problem is when it comes to heart attacks. In the United States, did you know that 700,000 people die of cardiovascular diseases every single year? Half of these cases have no symptoms before the individual experienced their cardiovascular event. Half of them had no symptoms at all before they had a heart attack. Endothelial health plays a vital role in protecting against heart disease. What is that? We're going to get to that in a second. Your endothelial lining coats the inside of over 60,000 miles of blood vessels inside of your body. And lastly, protecting your endothelial lining is key to reducing your risk of a cardiovascular event. This episode is brought to you by the Birch Mattress by Helix. You know, indoor air quality has to be one of the most overlooked areas of health. Think about it. We spend most of our lives indoors, which is a little sad, and about a third of that time is spent in our bedroom sleeping. Now, there's a source of VOCs, which is short for volatile organic compounds and off-gassing chemicals that could be polluting your bedroom air quality and interfering with your sleep. Can you guess what it is? It's your freaking mattress. Cue Birch Mattress by Helix. Birch Mattress is one of the only mattresses that's made from 100% organic textiles. I'm talking about organic cotton, cashmere, and wool. It's free from polyurethane foam and formaldehyde used in conventional mattresses. And instead, the Birch Mattress uses natural latex for firmness that's lab tested to ensure no toxic chemical emissions. I love my Birch Mattress because it's super soft and breathable, and I can rest soundly knowing I'm not breathing in all those harmful chemicals while I try to sleep. Right now, my community can try the Birch Mattress too for 20% off, plus two free Eco Rest pillows and free shipping straight to your door. Get your Birch Mattress for 20% off, plus two free Eco Rest pillows at birchliving.com/Drew. That's Birch, B-I-R-C-H, Living, LIVING.com/Drew, DHRU, to get 20% off plus two free Eco Rest pillows. I cannot wait to jump into my bed after a long day of work, or especially when I come back from a lot of travel. I know you can totally relate. And because high quality sleep is so important, I'm always looking for ways to optimize my bedroom to give my body the best sleep environment it needs to recover and rejuvenate. And Cozy Earth bed sheets help me do exactly that. Why Cozy Earth, you say? Cozy Earth's best-selling bamboo bed sheets are free from toxic chemicals and made from moisture-wicking fabric that's designed to keep your body cool throughout the night. Exactly what you need for a night of good quality sleep. And it's not just me who's obsessed with their bedding. Cozy Earth has made Oprah's list of favorite things 5 years in a row. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 years in a row. If you've been looking to try Cozy Earth, now is the time. Right now, Cozy Earth is offering my community an amazing deal of 40% off site-wide with the code Drew at checkout. That's CozyEarth.com with the code Drew, spelled differently, D-H-R-U, at checkout for 40% off. That's an amazing sale. Take advantage of it now. Let's jump into today's topic. If you care about being heart attack proof, you need to learn about your endothelial lining and, most importantly, how to protect it. Your endothelial lining is a single cell layer that coats the inside of 60,000 miles of blood vessels. The endothelium acts as the air traffic controller, deciding what substances in the blood will have access to the underlying tissue in the arterial wall. Our endothelial damage, when damage takes place to our endothelial system, is the first step in leading to ultimately plaque formation in the arteries, which is what we call atherosclerosis. Now, I'm not a cardiologist. I'm synthesizing this information from a recent episode that we did with my cardiologist, Dr. Michael Twyman. And Dr. Michael Twyman is an incredibly skilled cardiologist who has a knack for breaking things down and making sure that they're well understood by the population. In today's newsletter, which I'm reading out here for you to get you excited about this topic, but also to get you excited to sign up for our newsletter, I'm going to break down Dr. Michael Twyman's top suggestions on how you can begin to think about endothelial damage in the context of heart health. Spoiler alert, some of the suggestions that Dr. Twyman has for you might actually surprise you. So we've already mentioned it before, more than 700,000 people die from cardiovascular disease every year. And the other shocking fact, more than half of those cases have no prior symptoms before experiencing a heart attack or stroke. That doesn't mean that heart disease just shows up one day. A lot of people feel like it does, but it doesn't do that. It's the results of decades of damage. In fact, the first signs of heart disease can occur in your early teenage years, depending on your lifestyle habits and genetics, of course. Here are the three main events that happen before full-blown heart disease develops. Number one, endothelial damage. Our endothelial lining is super sensitive to insults. Some of the top contributors that damage it include high blood sugar and insulin levels, high blood pressure, high sodium levels, chronically high sodium levels, alcohol, of course, lack of sleep, physical or mental stress that builds up to chronic physical and mental stress, and exposure to heavy metals, polluted air, or as we've written about in the past, PM 2.5 or higher, toxic chemicals, and bacterial endotoxins. Now, the second thing that builds up to eventually full-blown heart disease is endothelial dysfunction. Your endothelial cells are the primary site where nitric oxide, NO, is produced in the body, a super important molecule that promotes vasodilation and smooth blood flow. Fun fact for those who listen to the podcast and were listening like a couple years ago, I had on Dr. Lou Ignaro on the podcast to discuss the role of nitric oxide in cardiovascular health. And we wrote a topic based on his episode that we've linked to in the show notes below. And it's titled, The Miracle Molecule You Need to Know, N-O, About. And what's great about that newsletter is that nitric oxide is so key, according to Dr. Michael Twyman's education, when it comes to protecting our endothelial health, that it's important to understand what drives us to produce less of it as we get older and why it's so important. And by the way, one of Dr. Twyman's favorite sayings is ED equals ED. Now, nitric oxide plays an important role in erectile dysfunction. But if you have erectile dysfunction, then that's a good indication that you have endothelial dysfunction. And when you read that newsletter, you'll get a chance to understand why it's so important and how nitric oxide is the common link between endothelial dysfunction and erectile dysfunction. You can find those in the show notes below. This episode is brought to you by LifeForce. I've always been into learning about the latest longevity research, but ever since I turned 40 this year, I'm even more interested in learning how to apply it to my life so I can get the most benefit. That's why I was super excited when I found LifeForce, a revolutionary health platform that's changing the game when it comes to personalized performance and longevity-based action plans. Here's what sets LifeForce apart from other testing companies. For one, LifeForce's diagnostic plan accounts for 40 different biomarkers, including fasting insulin, ApoB, and organ health markers, giving you the big picture on your chronic disease risk and cardiometabolic health. Number two, LifeForce makes working with a functional medicine practitioner easy. Their team connects you with top-notch doctors that put all the pieces of the puzzle together, and they also include recommended supplements and lifestyle changes for your unique biological needs. And three, LifeForce makes tracking your progress more convenient than ever. They send a licensed phlebotomist to your door every 3 months, and they'll adjust your plan based on how your body changes. If you're serious about optimizing your longevity, you have to check out LifeForce. Right now, you can get 15% off your first LifeForce purchase. Just go to mylifeforce.com. That's mylifeforce.com and enter the code DHRU, that's Drew, to optimize your health span today. Oh, and I don't think I completed the thought. The fun fact was that I had Lou Ignaro on the podcast, Dr. Lou Ignaro, and he discussed the role of nitric oxide in cardiovascular health. And by the way, this discovery was so groundbreaking that he was awarded the Nobel Prize in Physiology and Medicine in 1998 for his understanding of the role that nitric oxide plays in vasodilation. Now, when our endothelial cells undergo damage, they produce less nitric oxide over time, which causes our blood vessels to constrict and slows circulation. This allows a greater chance for lipoproteins, which carry cholesterol, triglycerides, phospholipids, and fat-soluble vitamins, white blood cells, and platelets to stick to the endothelial lining, kicking off a process of inflammation, plaque formation, and atherosclerosis. Now, the last stage of ultimately building up to full-blown heart disease, we talked about the first one, which is endothelial damage. We talked about the second one, which is endothelial dysfunction. And now we're talking about the third one, which is atherosclerosis. So the plaque in our arteries sort of resembles a pimple, and it can either be soft or hard depending on whether it's calcified or not. As the body continues to try to heal the pimple, it forms scar tissue and calcifications. The medical field used to think that hard plaque was the only plaque to worry about because it accumulates in the arteries, blocks blood flow, and causes chest pain. But soft plaque is worrisome too. When soft plaque builds up, it can rupture and form a blood clot in the artery, which can lead to a heart attack or stroke. The challenge has been that for a long time, the main test that people were encouraged to get was a traditional CT scan. For anybody over the age of 40, you probably have heard of a CT scan. In fact, you've gotten one done yourself. I got one done a couple years ago. Now, a CT scan only identifies hard plaque. But now, this is one of the reasons that I had Dr. Twyman on the podcast. There's functional cardiologists like him who are putting the spotlight on tests like the Cleerly scan, which can also identify soft plaque, helping patients identify the earliest stages of endothelial damage and dysfunction. By the way, if you missed it, and in case you missed it, I actually got my Cleerly scan done. I have no affiliation with the company at all whatsoever. I got it done based on the encouragement of Dr. Gabrielle Lyon, who was the one who introduced me to Dr. Michael Twyman. And Michael Twyman ordered it for me. And we discussed the results together on the podcast that I had for him. Now, we discussed my results in context of my full-blown cardiometabolic labs. So we did the blood work as well as the Cleerly scan. And one of the reasons that I wanted to have Dr. Twyman on the podcast to talk about my results is that I'm one of those individuals who genetically is predisposed to hypercholesterol production inside of my body. In fact, my whole family has something that maybe you've heard about before. It's called familial hypercholesterolemia. It's basically a genetic predisposition to producing and being a hyperproducer of cholesterols, which my entire life I've had higher than normal LDL, higher than normal total cholesterol, although total cholesterol is not something that people are really worried about these days. But recently, as a lot more individuals like Peter Attia have been sounding the alarm on things like ApoB, lipoprotein B, I've also started tracking that number, and I've seen that my levels of ApoB over the years have been quite high. And even with dietary interventions, I've not been able to get the number to come down significantly. So one of the things that Dr. Twyman suggested is that we get my latest blood work done, which we did through Boston Heart Diagnoses, and that includes all my lipids that are related to heart health, total cholesterol, direct LDL, HDLC, triglycerides, non-HDLC, ApoB, so on and so forth. That goes quite in depth. Of course, if you're interested in this, you need a doctor to run the test for you. But more importantly, you need a trained doctor to understand how to go through the diagnosis with you. We also ran to understand the type of genetics that I'm dealing with. Dr. Twyman introduced me to a company called GB Health Watch. GB Health Watch is a genetic testing and analysis company that broke down. It went way over my head. I'm glad I had somebody like Dr. Twyman to walk through it with me. But it walked through the main genes and SNPs that I have that are related to, in this case, cardiovascular health. And the summary of it is that pretty much I had every single one that makes me a hyper producer, which means that most likely, of course, my family is also having a lot of those genes as well too. They haven't done the test yet, but most likely they probably have, because they also are individuals that even with a clean diet have higher and elevated ApoB and LDL. In addition to that, as I mentioned, we did the Cleerly scan, which is a contrast test that's done. And as I mentioned, we had also ordered for myself a Cleerly scan so that we are not just looking at hard plaque buildup inside of the body. Probably 3 years ago, got a CT scan done knowing that I was turning 40. And my CT scan, like a lot of individuals who eat pretty healthy, showed up as zero. And a lot of times your CT scan, this is not medical advice, this is me talking about my own journey. A lot of people who have a predisposition to high cholesterol or may want to figure out how to improve it, even though their blood markers are off a little bit, they get their CT scan done and it shows zero and they think that they're in the clear. But as I mentioned to you before, for my best synthesis of being able to explain the knowledge that's been taught to me by individuals like Dr. Twyman, CT scan is only looking at hard plaque. So I needed to get the Cleerly scan done to see the soft plaque buildup. And the Cleerly scan is an AI-driven CCTA analysis that allows for the earliest detection of soft plaque inside of the arteries. And it was kind of mind-blowing to see. Dr. Twyman walks you through my report and some of the findings inside of this podcast episode that I'll link to in the show notes. But he also has a YouTube video where he walks you through just the Cleerly scan as a whole. We'll make sure to link to that as well if you're curious about it. By the way, you do need a cardiologist or physician to order this test for you. But again, most importantly, you have to find someone who's trained in reading it. So we'll link to Dr. Twyman's contact information for his clinic. And you can reach out if you want to work with him to get yours done as well too. So let's come back to the newsletter and I'll tell you a little bit more about my scan. We'll come back to that in a second. So after you have endothelial damage, which is stage one, then stage two is you have endothelial dysfunction, where your endothelial cells are producing less nitric oxide from damage, right? From different types of damage, from pollutants, toxins, ultra-processed foods, and you aren't producing enough nitric oxide. That leads to stage three, which is atherosclerosis, which is the plaque inside of the arteries, soft or hard. And then the final stop after those three is heart disease. And so if plaque begins to accumulate in the arteries, our risk of cardiovascular events increases dramatically. But there is good news. We can intervene with strategies to protect our endothelial cells and lower our risk for heart disease by reducing our exposure to factors that can damage it. So let's talk about protecting our circadian rhythm and protecting our mitochondria, because that's the message that Dr. Twyman, in addition to, of course, staying away from ultra-processed foods, not smoking, of course, anybody who's smoking here today or vaping, you know, those things are extremely damaging to your endothelial lining. We want to move away from them. And of course, too much alcohol consumption, which we're starting to learn more and more by individuals like Dr. Andrew Huberman, that pretty much even what people thought of as safe alcohol consumption should really be reanalyzed. And we should understand that the health benefits of alcohol have been vastly overstated. Anyways, this isn't about alcohol, so let's get back to Dr. Twyman. So Dr. Twyman suggests that you can protect your endothelial cells And surprisingly, his first priority is not nutrition, but supporting and protecting our mitochondria. Your cardiovascular system is densely packed with mitochondria, which are super attuned to our light environment, so they know when to make energy and when to repair themselves. Because we need healthy mitochondria for our hearts to function optimally, providing them with proper light cues is imperative. So these are some of Dr. Twyman's suggestions that are part of his normal repertoire that he talks to his patients about. And I've adopted them myself. A lot of them I was doing previously, even before I met him, but I've doubled down on them and the importance of them because I've understood the connection between my mitochondria and my heart health. Number one, get morning sun. Step outside within the first hours of waking up and get morning sun in your eyes for a few minutes. This signals to your brain that it's time to wake up and tells the body to start making energy and daytime hormones like cortisol. Number two, take sun breaks throughout the day and avoid junk light at night. Light signals to our mitochondria, as we mentioned before, to produce energy, but light exposure at the wrong times causes confusion and damage to our mitochondria. Dr. Twyman recommends getting outside for frequent sun breaks during the day and minimizing blue light at night. If you have a dimmer switch, try lowering the overhead lights in your house so that you can bring the intensity down and to start telling your body that it's time to start winding down and get ready for sleep. And this is a nice little bonus, something that I do, wear blue light blocking glasses at night. This is a big one that Dr. Twyman swears by. I swear by it as well. Wearing blue light blockers an hour before bed helps protect your mitochondria and circadian rhythms, which means you'll fall asleep faster. I generally, myself, put my blue light blocking glasses on about an hour before bedtime, and it really helps my nervous system quiet down and start to calm down and get prepared for bed. Now, let's talk about sleep, stress, and dietary recommendations. Sleep hygiene. We need to prioritize getting high quality sleep to give our mitochondria time to repair and rejuvenate. Make sure your room is cool, dark, and quiet, with the exception of maybe a sound machine, if you use those, like a white noise machine, to muffle out any noise and to improve your quality of sleep. There's been so many episodes that have been done on sleep. We have a fantastic one, which was done by Dr. Sunja, which we've linked to inside of the show notes. Now, number two, find healthy ways to manage stress. Entire books have been written on this, but chronic stress causes endothelial damage and significantly reduces nitric oxide levels. Shift your nervous system into a rested and relaxed state by engaging in activities like walking, reading, journaling, time in nature, or meditation. Here's the thing about stress and chronic stress specifically, is that the interventions to tackle stress are generally straightforward. The challenge that I've seen in my own life from watching friends, family, is they don't get serious about addressing stress. And sometimes they don't get serious because there's underlying root issues that they haven't addressed, maybe traumas from when they were younger, and that those traumas shape their nervous system, and their nervous system is constantly in a fight or flight state, and they've never unwound that. In some instances, doing a weekend program like the Hoffman Institute, which is a nonprofit that's based out of here in California, and they have these weekend retreats where they really help you understand how you show up in the world, which is a lot of how your nervous system shows up in the world, and they help you begin to unwind the stories that you tell yourself that keep you in this super stressed out place. I highly recommend it. I haven't done it personally, but I've had a bunch of my friends do it, and it was one of the most meaningful and transformative experiences of their lives. So the Hoffman Institute, check it out. I've done similar work from other organizations, but today the Hoffman Institute is the one that I recommend. Yes, I haven't done it, but again, I've had a bunch of friends do it, and it was powerful for them and helped them significantly shift their stress and start moving away from chronic stress in their life. Okay, let's talk about diet. So of course, diet matters. And according to Dr. Twyman, it's more important to focus on the basics, sleep, stress, and balancing your circadian rhythms to protect your endothelial lining than thinking that there's a perfect diet for everyone. Now, that being said, our diet is still important. And of course, moving away from ultra processed foods is going to be the number one recommendation for people who are literally starting from scratch. Moving away from ultra processed, moving away from fried foods as a regular part of your diet, ultra processed foods as a regular diet part of your diet, fast foods as a regular part of your diet. Those are going to be the basics. I don't think that a lot of people listening here today are consuming more than, 10% of their calories coming from those foods. But if you are, that's going to be one of the first steps, and you can do something like Whole30 to begin to reset your system. In addition to reducing your consumption of ultra-processed foods, when you eat is at least important as what you're eating. And this is based on the work and research of Dr. Sachin Panda. Your body is better at metabolizing and digesting food during daylight hours, at least it seems, based on his work. So trying to not eat super late does seem to be a better way to support your mitochondria. And this will also be something that helps protect your sleep. Not eating too late, especially not eating a couple hours before you go to sleep. Now, everybody goes out to dinner sometimes, catches up with friends. Don't worry about those instances. Think about the stuff and the habits that you have on a regular and weekly and daily basis. And of course, eat a primary whole foods diet. The backbone of your diet should be made up of whole foods that include healthy fats, high quality protein, and fiber. And of course, your heart will thank you. I hope to have Dr. Twyman back on the podcast in the future to chat a little bit more about diet and some of the questions that people have had in our audience around diet and what might be more specific things that they want him to dissect. So we'll keep that for the future. And I mentioned it before, smoking, vaping, it seems to be that the reduction in smoking as a public campaign is a big part of what's helped us reduce our total cardiovascular health burden and the amount of heart attacks that are out there. I believe that I heard Dr. Asim Malhotra talk about this recently on the Joe Rogan podcast. So anybody who is still smoking, people who are vaping, there's a lot of genuine concern about the new version of smoking these days, which is vaping. People think it's healthy. Oh, it's not a cigarette. I'm not burning paper. I'm just, heating up this oil super hot through this coil. There's still a lot of concern around that. And generally people like Dr. Twyman think of that as a super unhealthy behavior. And it's very sad to see so many teens, especially in young adults, vaping on a regular basis because we think that it's going to be catching up to them one day and that it's currently damaging people's endothelial lining inside of the body. So let's talk about the status of my heart health journey. So after working with Dr. Twyman and doing the Clearly scan, I've learned that the things that I'm doing to protect my endothelial lining, like eating clean, staying away from ultra processed foods, exercising. Oh my gosh, exercising is a big one. We didn't even touch on exercising. It probably is going to be one of the biggest, if not the biggest, lifestyle factor that's out there to strengthen and your endothelial lining and to increase your nitric oxide production inside the body. So we skipped over exercise, but there should be an entire newsletter. And speaking of Peter Attia and his new book, that is a fantastic resource to help you understand that exercise is truly a drug, and that drug has ton of upside inside of your body and low to basically no downside that's there. What's the saying? That if exercise was the drug, it would be the best-selling drug in the entire world for its effects on the body. So don't discount exercise. So in my case, eating clean, staying away from ultra-processed foods, exercising and getting into strength training, which I have significantly gotten to in the last couple of years of my life, sleeping well, and taking care of my circadian rhythms and protecting my mitochondria while wearing things like blue light blocking glasses, those are all paying off. And my arteries, according to my Clearly scan, are virtually plaque-free, both from soft plaque as well as hard plaque. Not only that, but Dr. Twyman said my Clearly results were the cleanest he'd ever seen of any man that he's worked with. So not to toot my own horn, but that's pretty major considering my South Asian background and being genetically predisposed to high LDL and ApoB levels. Now, I'm still working on improving my lipid panel. I still want to get my numbers for like my LDL and my ApoB in better range, and I'll keep you posted on that in a future newsletter. There's been a lot of talk these days of individuals, you know, taking on statins. And again, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not an expert in this category, but I've started to ask a lot of questions. And one of the questions that I've gotten a chance to ask and learn more about from Dr. Twyman and doing my GB Insights, which is the insights on my genetic background, is that I actually learned that even if I was interested in taking a statin, statins would not work for me based on my genetic breakdown that's there. Now, some other drugs, which potentially have less side effects than statins, could actually work. But again, we're going to save that for a future episode. And again, this is not medical advice. This is me just talking about my own experience. I'll make sure to bring on Dr. Twyman to talk about that choice, if I end up making that choice, and what the results ended up being, and how I weighed those pros and cons of deciding to include a drug intervention or even other natural interventions, if I include those to bring my LDL and ApoB down into a range that's not super high right now. So needless to say, there are many different factors that contribute to our cardiovascular health. And just because you might be predisposed to heart disease like me, it doesn't mean that that's your fate. Now, some final thoughts. I'm super incredibly happy that I got connected to Dr. Twyman because his message is so unique and powerful. Even if your lipid panel is perfect, if your endothelial health is poor, you could still be at high risk of cardiovascular event in the future. I'm just going to say that again. Even if your lipid panel looks fantastic and your doctor says, great, your numbers are all in range, if your endothelial health is poor and your endothelial lining is not strong, you could still be at high risk for a cardiovascular event in the future. And really, besides doing something like the Cleerly scan and looking in your arteries and getting a chance to look at soft plaque buildup, unfortunately, there's no other real way to know right now what your heart health actually looks like in your body. Now, just a couple things. The Cleerly scan is not cheap. Out of pocket, my insurance company, you know, didn't pay for it. I think it was like $2,300. That's not cheap. For me, though, I would rather save up a little bit of money and not spend it on some random nonsense and invest in my heart health to get a real sense, because honestly, I was so confused by this topic. Why is my, you know, knowing that I have hypercholesterolemia and knowing that South Asians and my Indian background were more predisposed to developing a heart attack, I really wanted clarity. That's why I sought out, and I'm so glad that Dr. Gabriel Lyon introduced me to Dr. Twyman so I can actually get a little bit more insight and understand that, you know, what I'm doing is actually working and I could test instead of guessing. Even in the past, I've had holistic health providers that have encouraged me to start on a statin, but they weren't aware of a test like the GB Insights test, the genetic testing, and I could have ended up on a statin without it actually being the right thing to work for my body. This is all part of the personalization of health. This is all part of the figuring things out, surrounding yourself with the right team and getting more insights so that you can be in the best health possible and protect your heart ultimately. So in conclusion, you know, try these strategies out to shore up your endothelial lining or at least learn more about it and improve your chances of becoming heart attack proof today. If you're interested in following Dr. Twyman, I've linked to his Instagram below, or you can check out his website, drtwyman.com. And you can also find the links in the show notes for our article on nitric oxide and some of the other great resources that are there. All right, that concludes today's solo episode on the topic of becoming heart attack proof by protecting your endothelial health. If you enjoyed today's newsletter that I read out for you, go to drewperowit.com and you can stay posted by clicking on the Try This tab and signing up and getting my insights from myself and my team where we synthesize a lot of the things that we're learning from the medical experts that are out there, like Dr. Twyman. You can sign up today. I don't think you'll regret it. It's a free newsletter that comes out every Friday. This is True Pruitt. I'll see you back again next week.